Highbridge Audio presents Girl with a Pearl Earring by Tracy Chevalier. Read by Jenna Lamia. 1664. My mother did not tell me they were coming. Afterwards, she said she did not want me to appear nervous. I was chopping vegetables in the kitchen when I heard voices outside our front door. A woman's, bright as polished brass, and a man's, low and dark like the wood of the table I was working on. They were the kind of voices we heard rarely in our house. I could hear rich carpets in their voices, books and pearls and fur. My mother's voice, a cooking pot, a flagon, approached from the front room. They were coming to the kitchen. My mother appeared in the doorway, her eyes two warnings. Behind her, the woman had to duck her head because she was so tall, taller than the man following her. The woman looked as if she had been blown about by the wind. Although it was a calm day, her cap was askew so that tiny blonde curls escaped and hung about her forehead like bees, which she swatted at impatiently several times. She pushed her gray mantle back from her shoulders, and I saw then that under her dark blue dress, a baby was growing. Her eyes were two light brown buttons, a color I had rarely seen coupled with blonde hair. She made a show of watching me hard, but could not fix her attention on me, her eyes darting about the room.
"This is the girl, then," she said abruptly.
"This is my daughter, Rit," my mother replied. I nodded respectfully to the man and woman.
"Well, she's not very big."